Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Oh, hey folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And if you want to listen to a good podcast, listen to my good buddies at Suplex City Limits. That's the podcast to check out wrestling, tough guy. Ho!
Something very bad is going to happen to you.
Joe, you're crowded.
Listen. I'm going to wrap my arm around your throat, and you're going to feel it tight.
Understand?
So, and then your vision's going to get hazy until it goes dark and red. I want you to take this message to Brock Lesnar that this was for him. And I want you to describe to him in excruciating detail like only you can, Paulie. What Brock Lesnar's future holds.
Joe's gonna take that.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Joe's got Paul Heyman in the Coquina clutch!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 113 of Suplex City Limits for June 11th, 2017. Known in the porn industry simply as Vanilla Monsoon, it's your bully, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by everyone's favorite Canadian.
Tyler, the Clapmaster Fudge.
Clapmaster.
Yeah, boy.
You got
Twitter this week, I had to bring it up again, right? So.
Good, that'd be a good gimmick.
Yeah. Don't touch my dick, you might get it. I try to rub my dick in their face or something.
I was thinking like you'd be like the embodiment of the clap.
Oozing and burning and tingling?
Yeah. Yeah, think of all the fun you could have naming your signature moves.
Oh, man. The penicillin drop.
Penicillin drop. Welcome to Suplex City Limits. Available for listening everywhere. Fine. Podcasts are found. You can follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. That's ran by me. You can also follow Tyler on Twitter at The Federation.
That's ran by me.
That's ran by him. We post memes, live tweet wrestling, funny shit, crazy shit. I don't know. It's a fun time. Join us over there. We have t-shirts available at ProWrestlingTees.com. We have four designs to choose from for the low price of only $20. You can't beat that shit. And you can also donate on Patreon, like Bad Motherfuckers Casey, Wrestling Soup Podcast, The Miz Guy, Infamous Chris Savage, Jigglin' Jeremy Foltz, and good buddy Keith Martin. So head on over there, donate, get a shout out. Help keep the lights on over here at the show. On today's episode, we're going to be recapping Extreme Rules, New Japan Pro Wrestling Dominion, Lucha Underground. We take a visit to Mark Tank. What else are we doing today?
Jesus, I know that we've got to do one thing before we go, or our sponsor will be very upset. He wanted this at the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. We have a new sponsor this week. This week's show is brought to you in part by Terry Funk's Funk You Armadillo Repellent.
Terry Funk here to tell you all about Funk You Armadillo Repellent. Well, if you got armadillos knocking down your fence, then you need to get yourself a Funk branded armadillo repellent. That's Funk You Armadillo Repellent, the only armadillo repellent sponsored by me, WWE Hall of Famer and all around tough son of a bitch, Terry Funk. Don't be an egg sucking dog, get yourself some Funk You Armadillo spray.
Great, great choice in music, if you ask me.
Don't be a egg-sucking dog. Damn it. Now,
do you have armadillos in your neck of the woods, Jim?
No.
Dude. I don't either.
No. I don't need the repellent. I don't think there's armadillos in like the extreme south of the U.S., like Texas and shit. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they seem like sand dwellers.
Yeah. They roll up and evidently roll down your... And then take your fences down, according to Terry. So,
That's some pretty hefty armadillos there, if I would say so myself.
Got to watch out for that shit. So let's go back here. Let's start off and recap this Extreme Rules show from WWE.
The WWE, well, are you going to go through the pre-show? Because I did not watch the pre-show.
No, I didn't watch it either, as any self-respecting fan shouldn't. But I heard that it was actually a pretty decent match between Kalisto and Cruz, which I don't doubt. Those guys they worked on the indies a lot. So, I mean, I could see that being good. I just think that story is just like such poop.
Yes, you know? It is shite. Yes, that's one way of putting it, that's for sure.
We should do an episode of the show where we don't curse.
Oh man, that would
no, that'd be awful.
That would be really hard too, because I mean,
we'd be like Vince Russo, freaking.
Yeah. Oh God.
Freaking. We'll talk about Vince Russo later. Yes, but Kalisto, yes, yeah, Kalisto defeats Apollo Crews in the kickoff match. We have Miz defeats Dean Ambrose. I thought this was just like, I don't know, some people thought it was a good match. I thought it was ridiculous, too.
Well, my take on this is you really can't say this is a good match, because in a good match, you need good psychology.
Okay? It was ruined coming in, you know.
Well, okay, so the first strike against this match is the fact that
I need some fucking sound effects to play when you fuck
Maurice, the fact that she didn't slap him in the face within the first 10 seconds of this match, boom, psychology's fucked right there. Because you shouldn't take 20 minutes, because this match went 21 fucking minutes. You can't take 20 minutes to realize, oh shit, I can win by DQ if my wife just hits me. It's like, it's absurd.
Yeah. Just right the idea there, of like,
it's fucked.
It's Extreme Rules, and the stip for this match is you can lose the belt by DQ, which is just dumb. I mean, we all knew it was coming, and we knew all, you know, fuckery was going to be the reason, so I just couldn't get into it. I mean, I'm sure it was a fine match, I guess, but I just, the booking was so stupid, I just, like, I don't even want any part of it.
No, and then the ending was just as bad, because what is it? He Miz gets pushed into the ref, so the ref is going to DQ him, so he's on the way to DQ him. And so the Miz schoolboys him and wins. It's like, I thought he was getting DQ'd. Like,
no,
it makes Miz look
gonna
stupid.
They're going to DQ Ambrose. Or not the deal, they're going to DQ Ambrose, and then Miz hit him with the skull crushing finale from behind.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. But still, like, the fact that it's also stupid that in this spot where Dean was about to, or looked like he could get DQ'd, why would the Miz risk the sure thing to try to pin him?
Don't use logic. What are you using logic for, man?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just adding more to this match being shit.
Yeah, it was silly shit. Ambrose is still like crazy over. I heard that reports that they were really unhappy with the fact that Ambrose house shows were drawing more than Reigns. Like, house shows that had Ambrose as the main event outdrew Romans, allegedly. This upset Vince to the point that he dropped Dean down the card because Vince and Kevin Dunn don't like his attitude. So, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
that's just according to David Shoemaker, a writer for The Ringer. Not a publication I read. I don't know what I mean. But hey, you know, someone said it.
That would be along the lines of them still hating him for the Stone Cold podcast, I assume?
Just hating him for being, like, over, probably. Because, like, the crowd fucking loves that guy. Like, he might be... Isn't he the top face right now? I mean, he's more over than, like, all those other fucking guys. I think he's more over than, like, Rollins and, you know, some of the people from this fucking five-way they just did.
Yeah, I can agree with you with that. It's he's really over for, in my opinion, no reason, but I mean,
yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. He's cool. People can kind of relate to him, you know?
Yeah,
cuz he's just like a fucking dude in jeans, and he doesn't do like over the top. I mean, like, I don't know. Yeah, I think the people just identify with him. I don't mind him still.
Oh,
despite
yeah.
their to ruin him.
Though, you know? Some of his promos are a little too wacky for me, but.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they've turned him into, like, Wile E. Coyote, you know?
Yeah. He's, like,
trying to fucking blow up Roman Reigns with, like, Acme Dynamite and shit. It's like, oh, that should be a spot. He should fucking wrestle Braun and then, like, do the road turn into a fucking, like, the fake tunnel, but it's a wall painted black, you know? He'd run right into that shit. He runs, that's how he loses anything. He just runs into shit. It's like Super Nintendo boss.
He is. He's something out of a video game, that's for sure.
People are talking about it. It could be complete bullshit. This isn't even like I have a source. This is just like I heard people talking about him and fucking Nia Jax dating.
Who? Like Braun Strowman? Fair enough. Fair enough.
I imagine mean... those. You imagine those fucking children? Holy shit.
It would, they're driving a Suburban, that's for sure.
Make some, like, fucking tall-ass daughters and shit.
Some fucking pretty beefy daughters there.
She's a brick.
House. Like, I'm not even talking like overweight. You look at Braun Strowman. Who wants to date a fucking 6'8" daughter? Or is he not that tall? But
I don't know. He's kind of tall, isn't he?
He's pretty tall. Yeah, he's probably the tallest guy they got right now, aside from the Big Show.
Yeah, he's pretty. He's fairly close to that guy's height, isn't he?
Yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine. It seems like Big Show's shrinking too. So
I always heard that. I heard that Nia was a lesbian for a long time. That's a lot of people said.
Oh.
So I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Talking about Braun Strowman's been injured for a few weeks, and we're still like talking about him because it's cooler than this. Yes,
especially this next match.
And Sasha Banks defeat Noam Dar and Alicia Fox in a match that I don't know. I don't know why it happened, but it did.
It happened for one reason.
Alicia Fox.
Got to get it in every show.
Yeah, keep him coming. Rich Swann won in his hometown.
Yeah. Somebody must have forgot.
Wait, he's from here, son of a bitch.
Fuck.
That's just it. It's like the only reason he won in his hometown is because Vince was oblivious to it.
More than likely.
It's like Rich Swann, he doesn't know who the fuck they're talking. He thinks they're talking about a swan. It's like a black swan. I have no fucking idea.
That movie.
Alexa Bliss and Bayley. Holy fuck, dude. This was a pile of shit all the way around.
Bayley got booed mercifully.
Dude, yeah, they fucking ruined that. But she also she comes out for her entrance. Wouldn't somebody give her the note of like, hey, you go out there fucking not the usual over the top like little girl shit, be fucking intense. You know? Yeah.
No, and, but everybody that came there paid to see Bayley's legit entrance, Jim. That's...
I don't care. Dude, how did they not, like, everybody was like, oh, yeah, well, of course Bayley's going to get the fucking, you know, the kendo stick and beat the fucking piss out of her. Like, and they didn't even do it, dude. They didn't even do it.
Not at all.
Believe it, man.
It was an absurd match.
Absolutely. 5 minutes and 10 seconds, dude.
Yep. But on the bright side, Jim, though, there is one bright side. Five feet of fuck meat.
5 feet, hashtag 5 feet of fuck meat.
That's the one bright side.
That's such an offensive term to, like...
Isn't it?
People online were like, well, you think that's funny? I'm like, I kind of think it's funny. I kind of knew.
And then you got me over there with the fucking full-on hashtag. Just doing no abbreviations whatsoever. See, you guys had the smart move with the hashtag, was it 5FMT?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's what
I like the full thing, 5 feet of fuck meat. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. It's more offensive.
But yeah, the guy's like, you think that's clever? Like, well, yeah, if I came up with it, I think it is pretty fucking clever. Whatever. See,
that's those white knights, though, those Twitter white knights.
Yeah, it wasn't even a woman who's like, I could understand a woman being offended by that. You know, yeah, that's fine.
Of course.
I don't give a fuck, but fine. I understand how. But a dude, you know, that's like anything, man. Like, I mean, I posted some funny thing about the New Day at one time, and someone, like, one guy, like, freaks out that it's racist. No black, none of our, you know, we have tons of, like, listeners of all colors all over the world. No one says a word, but, like, this fucking little cuck from, like, you know, some liberal ass city in America.
From he's either from Portland or San Francisco. One of the two.
Exactly. Like, if it was racist, I would have heard from you know, like more Michael. Michael in the UK listened to our show. Exactly. He'd have told me off immediately on it, you know. So I need someone online fucking saying that. Stupid. Anyway, people are pussies. But yeah, this match sucked.
Oh, fuck, did it ever. And then, like, it seems like every match, psychology was just out of the window. Because, like, we go to the steel cage match, the tag team match with Cesaro and Sheamus against the Hardys.
Yeah.
Why? Okay. Is, like, if one guy tries to escape, why would the other guys try to get rid of, to stop him? Because then you get 2-on-1.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, right?
Right.
Because you could, like, if he wants to go out, yeah, just beat the other guy down and then both of you go out.
Yeah, it's been like, you think, too, that over the last 17 years, 20 years, that Jeff Hardy would have realized that, hey, I shouldn't leave the cage first because that's what I do in every cage match, and Matt gets his ass kicked.
Yeah, they're playing the hits, man.
Yeah, you're fucking right, they're playing the hits.
Yeah. Jesus. No, I don't know. I mean, I don't look for logic in wrestling really like that. So,
see, now I just watched Omega and Okada, and there's logic throughout that whole fucking thing, and I'm in love.
That's,
and then we got true. This. I got to talk about this, and it's just like, fuck me, right?
You have new tag team champions, though.
Yep.
Which I like those guys, like, right after that, the match before this. When they were on, like, Talking Smack or whatever it was after the pay-per-view, they were good. They were freestyling, and it was good.
Yeah.
And then, like, boom, next week, right back to the scripted shit. Like, when they're following the script, they suck. But, like, I feel like if you let those two guys go, they could actually do something because they were fucking funny as heels.
Cesaro's always been good if you just let him go. Like, you take when he got during the draft, when he was drafted so late, that little promo that he had on. Was it, I guess it was Talking Smack or something like that? About how
he did one in the ring.
Well, like, no, but there was one like the night of the draft that he did, where he was talking about how he thinks that he should be drafted higher, and how it's an insult and stuff like that. I thought that was really good, and then it's just like back to the script, like you just said, and falls flat.
I remember at one point he did one on like Raw in the ring. He came out and just like cut this fucking heart, like, real ass promo, and he fucked up and said like the wrong number of ropes or something.
Okay.
And then it's like they threw it out after that, you know. It's like they're like, oh, see,
yep,
you know. Foreigners. And other than that it was like a great fucking promo, you know.
Yeah, everybody slips up on the word. Like, look at Mick Foley, he fucking butchers the English language. Look at me, I trip over words left, right, and center.
It's awesome. It's like English isn't your first language, man.
Yeah, no, Newfie is my first language. Hey there, bye. What are you doing, bye? Let's go down to the bay. Let's go catch some fish, la.
You sometimes use like words that sound similar but are wrong. It's, yeah, it's fucking, man, I like it.
It's like I'm living up to the Trailer Park Boys stereotype for Canada.
Like some Rickyisms in there.
Yeah, exactly. Like jalapeno chips and dressed all over.
It doesn't take a rocket appliance to know that, man.
Fucking told us so.
Yeah, told us so. I'd be able to say it, but I fucking told us so.
Worst case, Ontario.
Worst case, Ontario. That's a good one, too. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's whatever. We'll see where it goes. Where did this go? I'm like, we'll see where this goes, and I'm like, and what happened on Monday? I don't know. We'll have to see when I get to my notes, because I don't retain this shit. Like, no. Very few things on Raw are, like, shit that I fucking retain, you know?
And you know what? I don't think it's meant for you to retain it.
Yeah, because if, well, when they do the complete opposite thing that completely negates what they did the week before, they don't want you to remember it.
Exactly.
They also don't want you to remember, like, where the fuck is this person, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that. Neville defeats Ares. I guess that's it. I can't believe that, dude.
Yeah, how many matches have they had now? Is it like three high-profile ones?
Yeah,
like
three fucking pay-per-view matches.
And lost every one of them. And after this match, you see how Austin Aries has like this weird smirk on his face. So is he turning now back to the heel Austin Aries?
Where I think he belongs?
So
he should be a heel. But yeah, he's over as a face.
He is. He's a good baby face, but he's a better heel.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'd have put the belt on him here. I don't understand. Like Neville, the Neville thing to me is over because it was one note. Like when it first started, it's like, okay, here we go. This is something. But they never put anything else on it. You know, no. Just like the same.
And like you can look at it too as like, well, they haven't told the TJP story yet, so you can't really take the title off of Neville. And then after this week, you see how the TJP story plays out, and it's like, oh, well, that was a waste of time.
I don't, you know, if you watch 205 Live, which, fuck, I don't, so.
I didn't watch it, but I heard.
Oh, okay, well, that's, yeah, good enough. Somebody read it on WWE.com because nobody fucking probably watched it.
Yeah.
Now, I know people who do watch it, you know, bless your hearts, but I'm not watching that shit.
No.
It was a 17-minute match. I never understood, like, this whole card, aside from the, if you take the kickoff show off, was six matches. And, like, why was that women's match fucking 5 minutes? And why was the Rich Swann match 6 minutes?
I don't know.
Show still ain't really.
Yeah. Like, you didn't need to have this match at 17 minutes. The Intercontinental title match for sure didn't need to be 21 minutes.
Yeah. And then you had your main event in the five-way. I know a lot of people were like, I don't know, a lot of people were very into this and like, this was fucking great. I don't know, man. I thought it was good. I hate the way that they do multi-man matches, and I especially don't like it when it's fucking five. You know, four, at least they can pair off. Five, you got an extra guy. I just don't like
in the beginning where I seen the first thing I seen on Twitter was you see all five guys in the ring. The bell rings, four of them go off, Roman Reigns is stood in the corner. And now, in a way, it's smart, yes. But I seen this picture where it was controller one disconnected, and it's just Roman Reigns stood in the corner. It's like, oh, that was fucking sweet.
That is good. I thought it was good, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just hate the way they do multi-band matches.
I agree. You know, like, so many times where somebody will hit their big move and the guy just rolls out of the ring and the other guy comes in. It's just paint by numbers.
There was a point in this match where like Rollins disappeared for like fucking 5 minutes or so. I mean, the guy was dead.
Yeah.
You know, again, and it's like, I don't know, logic creeps in a little bit. I don't know what it is, man. You ever notice like, if I'm watching Lucha Underground, I'm fully in, and I don't give a fuck that, like, a dude is from outer space and, like, will come show up and then fly away by rocket power on his fucking boots, you know? But like, at WWE, I'm thinking logic all the time, because it's like they present it very realistically, you know? Like, Lucha Underground is presented like
a fantasy show.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, WWE tries to be this, like sports almost, and it's, if that's going to be the case, you got to have some logic, dude. So,
exactly.
I don't know.
You hit the nail on the head there. See, like, you go into Lucha Underground. It's told to you from the first 5 minutes. You know that this is just a regular TV show set as in a wrestling setting.
Yeah,
whereas I'm in WWE for anything. It's a wrestling show.
I'm in for anything. Like Lucha Underground, it doesn't matter. Like I'm in, dude. That shit with like the. Like 10,000 years ago, and this amulet, and with it, this, you know, it gets broken in half, and now this chick has it, and we still haven't gotten back to that. I still don't know what the fuck happened to all that shit.
Yeah, and I, you know, like the stories that they've told with the undercover police and the Conan stories, the Vampiro story that they're doing now at Prince Puma, it's all really good.
Yeah. I guess we're getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
Lucha Underground, seriously, it's really good. WWE though, no, I thought it was good. I liked that Joe and they had Joe and Wyatt work together for a while.
Oddly good pairing, I thought.
Yeah, I like that. You know, because he knew they're gonna turn on each other, and of course, like Wyatt, fucking, you know, like asshole, throws him into the way of the fucking dive, yeah. Which is. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was good. Don't get me wrong. Some people were like, "That was awesome," and it's like. This week, I'm going to include that in this week of wrestling that we're going to cover on this show. That was like fifth or sixth best match I saw this week.
You know what I'm saying? By rights, I've heard too, by the people that watch 205 Live, that the best WWE television match is actually TJP and Neville.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
That's absolutely, I'm sure, better than anything on SmackDown or Raw.
Oh, there's not. I can't even remember a good match on either one of those two shows.
I don't know. I will see. I don't remember much from them. So that was Extreme Rules.
Yes, Samoa Joe wins.
Yeah, from the Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore, Maryland. And Joe wins. I was surprised by it too.
Yeah, because neither one of us called it last week. Both of us said we wanted it.
Yeah, right. They actually gave us something we wanted.
Yeah. So, I'm excited. We'll get more into it when we talk about Raw, but I like where they're going with it.
Yeah. So, overall, that was, it was an average show, I guess.
In my opinion, the show was saved by the main event. Because the main event was a pretty good match. It wasn't great, but it was pretty good. And the rest of the show wasn't. So.
Yeah, Neville and Aries was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that women's match put a fucking bad taste in my mouth. Woof.
Woof.
It was awful.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
Wow. There's an obscure fucking
home
reference for you. New Japan Dominion happened in the fucking middle of the night.
I wanted to stay up for it, but I knew I couldn't because I realized it's Dominion, so it's like their SummerSlam of the year. It's going to go on hella long. I want to see
how long was the show.
The show itself, the file says it was 5.5 hours, but Okada and Omega ends.
Oh, you cut out there.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. How long was the show?
5.5 hours.
Fucking seriously?
Yeah.
Jesus, I was thinking about staying up, but there's two here, so I mean, if you live on the West Coast, midnight, that's not bad. You can watch it from midnight until, I don't know, 5:30. I don't know, that's way too long, dude.
Yeah, but now, like, mind you, when Okada and Omega went off, there was still, fuck, I think 45 minutes left, and then the beginning as well had that, the show will start soon for about, I'm sure, 30 minutes.
All right. Well, I had the results here, and I think I fucked up and closed them. Oh, no, here they go. I mean, there's a lot of multi-person matches, as of course, with New Japan.
Yeah.
No point. I didn't watch any of these.
No, me neither. I only seen three matches so far.
Yeah, I mean, looking here. I mean, I watched the Young Bucks. And they I even watched this. Do you want results or do you know results?
Yeah, you can go for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I seen all the results when I went to see how long Kenny Omega and Okada was. So
if you haven't watched New Japan yet, maybe skip ahead 5 minutes or something.
Yeah, if you don't want to know.
Yeah, because it did just, most all the wrestling nerds on my Facebook, early this morning, everybody's talking about everybody woke up early and fucking watched it. I got up my ass out of bed early to watch it. So
I got up at 8:15.
Young Bucks defeat Roppongi Vice to become the new IWGP Junior Tag Team Champions in these guys fucking always put on good matches together.
Yeah. Oh, god damn. Okay, I got a question. I haven't seen the match, but did Trent Beretta take a shit kicking again?
Because
he seems every match to just take so much offense.
He was basically 2-on-1 the whole time. So
like Rocky Romero was out and Trent Barreto was.
Yeah, they went out of their way to fuck up Romero. I don't know if he was. I was like thinking the whole time, I'm like, he must be hurt, and that's why they're going this angle with it. But then later he did come in the ring and he was ripping it up. So I don't know.
Well, yeah,
maybe he looked a little slow. I don't know. He might be hurt.
Didn't he a little while ago do like that guest training thing at the Performance Center?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought he did, and I don't know. Like, this is like, are they trying to work him out?
Oh, could be.
I'm completely talking out of my ass. I've never read this anywhere. It's just like, I think he did do a training seminar over there.
Yeah, so they took him out like right away, which, you know, I thought was a pretty cool way to go. They're like whipping him all over the fucking place. Powerbomb like out on the fucking ramp and shit. It's pretty good stuff.
WWE missed with Trent Barreta, in my opinion.
Did they have him or no?
Oh, he was in NXT when NXT first started.
I don't fucking can't even keep track of all the people they fucking
yeah, they let Trent Barreta go a couple years ago.
Hmm. What was he there? What was his name?
Trent Barreta.
How did the fuck did he get to keep it?
I think it's because he goes by in the States as Trent ? And in Japan as Barreta.
Trent ? Really?
I think so. I think because like they do the best friends with Chuck and Trent on the High Spot.
Oh,
so
yeah.
And it's always Trent with a ? So I'm just assuming.
Does he work much around here? I don't hear about him being on the U.S. indie scene. He probably is.
I think he's at like PWG and shit like that.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure.
But yeah, that match was good. Definitely worth a watch. I'd say pretty much, I mean, before that, I can't really vouch for those crazy multi-man matches.
No, they're only there to get the rest of the guys on the show, really.
Yeah, Gorillas of Destiny defeated War Machine to become the new IWGP Tag Champs.
They just tossed that belt around like nobody's business.
Dude, why would you fuck with... Well, I love War Machine, dude. Such a great tag team.
They are. They're something for big guys like Hansen. My God, the guy just looks like a fucking Viking.
How WWE, maybe they've tried to get these guys? I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure they've tried.
I don't know if they're older or not.
I don't know
their age, but
I don't know, but I can't see if the WWE went for, they're going for older guys now anyways. There's a rumor as well that they're trying to get the Gorillas of Destiny. I don't know how that's going to work out because they say fuck like 50 times in a match.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Not in the WWE, they wouldn't know.
Now you say, ooh.
So.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'd rather see fucking War Machine. I always thought those guys would be like no-brainers for Wyatt family members, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Wyatt family, too. It would probably be a better Wyatt family, honestly.
Yeah, they should give him a fucking... And they just fuck that up all the time. All that shit with the Wyatt family, so stupid. Yeah. And then, like, they separate him again now, and, like, Harper and fucking Rowan will just...
Fight forever.
Fucking languish in the fucking... Oh, God. Fight forever! Jesus Christ. Oh. Not gonna watch that shit. But yeah, Rowan without those guys is nothing, dude. They just, I don't know. He sucks in the ring, but he's like tall at least. I mean, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe he can get a new career being the bad guy from Sonic in a live action movie.
I like Harper, but fuck, man. What? He needs somebody else too, man.
Yeah. Harper and
Rowan at least as a tag team is something. You know?
It is more than what they're doing right now, that's for sure.
Is this anything? Maybe.
I don't know what that song is.
It's from Letterman.
Oh.
Should have that. We should get that as a sample.
Maybe.
like
I said, you got to remind me of these things, man.
It's a great segment on Letterman, Ben. They do that little fucking song, Is This Anything? And then like the curtain would come up and it would just be something completely fucked. and then Letterman and Paul would be like, you think that was anything, Paul? You know, and they just be like, that was something or that wasn't anything. And it's just fucking stupid, but it's awesome. Anyway, sorry.
That's okay.
Dating myself there. I'm coming off as an old man. Young people don't even know what Letterman is. Cody Rhodes defeated Elgin, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, they've been building to it as well too, because the last match he had, I think it was I can't remember who it was, but he was talking about how he needs somebody bigger, somebody better, and so now they throw Elgin at him, and I don't know, does he just keep on going to bigger guys?
Who's bigger than Elgin?
Well, there's a lot of guys taller than Elgin. But, well, yeah. I mean, that's one stout motherfucker.
Yeah. In this match, there's a spot. It's fucking crazy. So, Elgin is up on the second turnbuckle, facing the corner. And Cody is standing outside on the apron. He fucking, from there, picks him up from the apron into, like, holds him above him, vertical suplex style, off the second fucking rope. So, like, lifted him all the way up from the apron and held him above his head and then fucking did it. I'm like, holy shit.
He's a
fucking another guy
beast.
Who it's like, why have they not signed that guy? For WWE, I'd be all over fucking Elgin.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's, you gotta think they've tried.
Well, I don't know. I guess. And now it's, like, dicey. People are like, is going there a good fucking deal? I don't know. Depends what you want to do. You want to make some money, probably, but...
Yeah, make some money, save your body.
You could always go back to the indies after, and you're worth more probably then anyway, right?
Well, I mean, look at Jack Swagger. He's making fucking hella cash on the indies, I would imagine.
Are people booking that guy? I don't know.
I've seen a couple posters.
Fuck. I heard he wanted like $4,000 or something.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I seen a couple posters. So, like, Jesus Christ, I'd like to make $8,000 that quick.
I heard four.
No, I mean, like, that. I seen two posters. So that's $8,000.
Okay. Fuck. I wouldn't pay that guy $4,000 to do shit.
I wouldn't pay him $4,000 to wipe my ass. Actually, I wouldn't pay anybody $4,000 to wipe my ass, but.
He's the shits. Or as he would say, the shit.
The shit. Because he's got a lisp, everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, right.
Just so in case, like, forgot, because he hasn't spoken in like 18 years, so.
Yeah, he's ladies and gentlemen, the road lifts down!
That should
forever,
be a sample,
seriously.
Too.
That should be a sample, too. Write this shit down, motherfucker. Dude, that segment is like the worst fucking in-ring promo I've seen in fucking years. And honestly, it was like just the fucking worst, man. See, the crowd was confused throughout. Like, what is going on? What is he talking about, dude? Jack Swagger with like a backwards baseball cap and a fucking chain wallet.
Just looking like the ultimate fucking loser.
Calling himself Jumpin' Jack Flash and talking about how he's got a hot wife. And it's just like, what the fuck is going on, dude? So confused by it.
Have you ever seen his wife's work?
His wife a porn star? Yeah. Or a stripper?
Well, there's a sex tape.
Oh, with her and who? Him?
No. But somebody else.
Yeah.
I gotta bring this up now because I don't think we'll talk about it any other time, but I just thought about it. Did you see that tweet from Alex Riley?
I don't think so.
No? He tweeted how to Eve Torres, which is, I can't remember who she was. It was her name Eve. Thanks for saying my cum tastes good or whatever.
What?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's weird. Okay. It's like, thanks for the good, for the fun time and for telling me my cum tastes good. and she's married to one of the Gracie guys. So
what?
Yeah. That could be... Unless what I'm seeing was fake as fuck. It seemed funny. That's for sure. He might die.
I wouldn't fuck with Gracie's, dude. Yeah.
No. Even if it's just the lowest Gracie.
Yeah. Even if it's like, the fucking, like, the dim-witted fucking son of, like, Not even Hoist, but like, you know, one of the other fucking Gracies.
Yeah, exactly.
He's technically a Gracie, but not really.
Yeah.
We had Kushida and Takahashi,
which was the
IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. Two guys speak Japanese, a story that's been told to us in Japanese, and fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, way better than fucking WWE
stories. You know what? And two, you don't need to speak the language to understand what's going on.
Yeah, right.
You know, because, like, you watch it, they've had three matches. This would be the third match they had in a good succession, and the first one lasted, like, 5 minutes. The second one, Kushida got beat again. So it's telling a good story, and then Kushida had to win the Super Juniors to get another shot because of those two losses. It's just such a good story.
And then he comes back and takes it. It's fucking awesome.
Exactly.
In a, like, really rough match, dude.
Oh, dude, like, that sunset flip powerbomb?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, there was a lot of crazy spots in this fucking match.
Yeah. Takahashi has a death wish. It's got to be. He just wants to end early.
Dude. I mean, at one point, too, like, Kushida sets up this whole chair situation. Jumps off the chair over the rail and does this, like, fucking missile dropkick into the fucking railing. Like, just, dude, crazy spots throughout. I really enjoyed that match.
And, like, and the story, fans, too. The fans booing him for grabbing those chairs because he's the good guy and they expect more from him.
Dude, they booed him the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
They were not liking that he was, like, being fucking ruthless to win the fucking match.
And that's just the difference in morals in the Japanese people and the North Americans, I guess. It's like, we want to see the good guy just fucking go crazy and kill somebody.
Yeah, they don't. It's good shit. He taps him out. And then during the post-match, Bushi from behind with the green mist in the face. So that's probably where we're going next.
More than likely. Not too excited about that.
Yeah, it's whatever. At least they built the angle after the match. That was
exactly.
Good. You watched this Suzuki and Goto match, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Gato?
Goto. Goto. Gato is
not,
Okada.
Not Gato, Goto.
Yeah.
I did not watch this. All I know is Suzuki's hair looks like he fucking goes to a retarded child barber. What in the fuck, dude? What does that hair do?
It's crazy hair for a 50-year-old man, eh? God damn. But I like the first ever lumberjack match, if I'm not mistaken, for a championship in New Japan. And they do lumberjack matches right. Like they had Suzuki Gun and Chaos outside, and you had all the Suzuki Gun guys just ganging up on Goto and just kicking the shit out of him. And you have Suzuki just sat in the ring just waiting for him to throw him back in for him because, you know, he's their mob boss kind of deal. And Suzuki's just a menacing force. Like, he walks by Jushin Thunder Liger and smacks him in the face. Right? Like, the announcers are always talking about how, uh-oh, Suzuki's coming near us. We got to be careful. Right?
It's awesome. He's fucking frightening, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Like, this is like, dude, he's tall. I mean, how tall is that guy?
I'd say he's. It's hard to tell with the Japanese guys because none of them are really that tall. But I'd say
well,
he's
the
a
rest
good
of them are
6 foot
tiny, yeah.
two.
He's a pretty big. He's pretty big for a Japanese guy.
Yeah.
And just that hairdo, and like he looks fucking grizzled, and like he looks like he's fucking killed a man. Honestly,
he looks like he'll eat your children. He really does.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, man. It's like something out of a fucking movie to go to some back room to meet with, like, the mob boss and fucking...
Well, like, have you ever seen their vignettes they do for Suzuki Gun?
Nah, I don't know, not
That's
really.
That's kind of what they're like.
Are they?
Yeah. Like, he dresses in, like, the suit and the hat, and it's fucking good, dude. It's so
Godfather, though?
Yeah, he's like Japanese Yakuza Godfather.
That's badass, man. That is badass. We also had Tanahashi and Naito. You watched this. I actually skipped this.
I didn't see it all. I seen what time it was, and I knew how long Omega and Okada was, and I was like, well, no, I need to see Omega and Okada before we record.
Yeah, right, same so, here. So I skipped it. Tanahashi defeats Naito to become the new Intercontinental Champion. Like, dude, they changed a lot of fucking belts up here.
They did, but you know what, though? You had to think that they were going to change the Intercontinental title, though, because Naito had been saying, in Japanese, of course, that he's just going to, he doesn't care about the belt, and he's going to break it.
So then, break.
Yeah, yeah. So then you have Tanahashi, who's everybody's fan favorite, come forward to be like, no, you're not going to break this title. I'm going to take this title from you and rebuild it. Mm. And that's what happens.
Yeah. It's good. You know, they've had good matches before, I feel like. So I skipped it, but I'll probably go back and watch it.
It's a match. I want to see the ending to that match. That's for sure.
But yeah, we had Okada and Omega in a rematch from their January Wrestle Kingdom match, which was 45 minutes long in January, by the way.
Yes, and where do they go here?
Yeah, they did not expect a fucking hour Broadway, man.
I did not either, so a 60-minute draw. So that tells you right there what your main event of the Long Beach show is going to be.
Yeah. Fucked around and worked an hour Broadway.
But dude, so what's your thoughts on the match?
I don't know, man. Some of the shit, like, I kind of got bored at points. I mean, an hour to watch a match for an hour, I don't know. I know a lot of people were saying, like, and opinions I trust too. Jared was saying he thinks it's better than the first one. So I mean, it was really good, don't get me wrong, but I thought at the end, so basically what happened, if you haven't seen it, you're not going to watch it. We're all the way up to it, and they're counting down from 10 seconds left in the match, and Okada almost pins him. I just would have liked that reversed a little bit.
Like how,
Omega hits his finish and is almost there to pin him, and then it's fucking draw. That, I would have rather done that, but, you know.
I agree, because they have been telling the story of how, in their January match at Wrestle Kingdom, the reason why Omega didn't win is because he never got a chance to hit the one-wing angel. This match, you could have done it where he... I didn't like the fact that he hit the one-wing angel like 40 minutes early into the match. Yeah, and so...
Hold it to the end.
Exactly,
man.
Exactly.
Damn it.
Yeah. Do it at the end.
Yeah, I'm so with you on that, dude. Yeah.
And then Omega goes for the pin, doesn't get it. It's like, but if he had two more seconds,
he would have won. And then I'm way more into doing this again than I am right now, you know?
Yeah, because it's went one way and the other way. But they did make Omega look like a fucking stud in the way that he took how many Rainmakers? Like five or six?
Yeah, dude, if somebody gets out a fucking 5 or 6 year finisher, you may want to get a new fucking finisher. I don't like that finisher anyway, to be honest with you.
When they do the camera angle, it's pretty dope.
It's like a tango move into a fucking clothesline, dude. You know? It's like when you spin a bitch away when you're dancing, you know?
It's
like
pretty much what it is, yeah.
Yeah. It's about the same. But Omega looked fucking... Did he look bigger, man?
Yeah, he looks like he's putting on mass, hey?
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
So, I liked it, but, dude, what we just came up with was a way better fucking ending.
I think so. I agree with you there. But now, one thing you had that differed from this match and the Wrestle Kingdom match was there wasn't as many high spots.
Yeah, that's true.
But now, you don't need a high spot for to have a good match. But
I don't know. Omega took a fuck of a like thrust fucking dropkick outside.
Yeah, that was pretty dope, I must say.
Went flying like into that fucking rail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy
shit. He took a lot of damage. But, you know, it's an Okada Omega match. You knew they were going to put on a fucking spectacle in some sorts. And they did tell a good story. Because, you know, it was like very even. You know, one guy would get a move, then the next guy would get a move. Nobody could really get a good upper hand. And the last 30 minutes, I thought, were very exciting.
Yeah. I'm with you there, man. So, Dominion, fucking quality.
Yeah, Dominion better than anything else, in my opinion, you'll see this week.
Well, yeah, I mean that's for sure. That and Lucha Underground.
Yeah, Lucha Underground that was really good.
And you'll be good to go for the week. You know? We tell them that now.
Yeah.
Where were you before I wasted fucking... Actually, this week's Raw, it was shitty, as Raw always is, I think, but maybe I'm a dick.
Better than it's been.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It's better than, like, last week, but we'll get into that. We're going to break it up a little bit, and we're going to fucking do some news or something.
Today, in the news, we've got Jim and Todd to talk about... What is his name? Jim Cornette and Vince Russo and their little beef. Over to you, Jim.
In what was the promo of the week?
Oh, dude.
Jim Cornette goes on a 10-minute fucking rant on Vinnie Rue. Holy shit. Where is this promo type style in fucking wrestling?
Nowhere to be seen. Nowhere. Like 10 Dude. Minutes of just visceral, just gang violence type shit.
Dude, ECW style fucking like that. You could have done a promo like that in ECW.
Oh, easily. I'm sure they did do promos like that in ECW.
They did do some that were up that alley, right? But dude, it was so fucking good, man. Cornette's talking about like he challenges him to a fight.
Yeah, no cameras, no police.
No guns, no knives, dude.
He'll even like, bring 5 grand if Russo could take it out of his hands.
He's like, you can take it. You can have it. Since you live in your fucking wife's parents' basement, which isn't even true.
No.
Fucking
he even goes on to say Meltzer lives in his parents' basement, which isn't true either. Meltzer's got like a wife and kids.
He's like, it was fucking good. If you haven't watched it yet, fucking go online and check it out. It's like 10 minutes, and it's the best wrestling promo that I've heard in... Dude, 20 years or so.
The one line that really stuck out to me was Russo's mother sucked cocks for diamond dive bars.
Yeah.
Dude.
He also says that the thought of Vince Russo breathing disgusts him.
After that, I had to go and watch the Table for Three with Jim Cornette and Eric Bischoff. And it's funny. They don't really do any cracks at Vince Russo, but they put like weird pictures of him, like Jim said, just like the most unflattering pictures of him on the screen when they talk about him.
That's where this all started. Yeah, he fucking said they talked about that on there, and that pissed Russo off.
Yeah,
and because I can tell you this because I listen to fucking. I don't listen to all of Russo's shit, but I do listen to some of it because the guy is like a fucking train wreck of a human. I don't know. This feud has been great to listen to on the podcast.
Yes. Now, did you hear Russo's rebuttal?
Yeah, it was lame, dude. It's fucking lame.
So, you know, there were certain parts where when he was saying that when he called, he brought me in a mark and was like, I'm sorry for... the fact that you blew out your knees when you fell off the scaffold because you're a mark and stuff like that. Some of the stuff I thought was pretty clever. And it's just like he's apologizing for things that he obviously didn't do. And I like how that was his apology. He wasn't actually apologizing for what he said. He's apologizing for everything else.
But on
the other hand, Russo, though, or Cornette won the whole battle.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to point that Russo had to put a swerve in his own fucking thing.
Yeah, he couldn't resist it.
And he's going to apologize and then swerve, bro. And he swerves it. I think it's great, and I'm more interested in it than I am anything in wrestling or fighting or anything.
Feud of the year?
Yeah. I want to see these guys fucking fight. Cornette's like... some listener, a listener asked me, and he's not must not be familiar with older... American wrestling shit, but about Cornette, he's like, you think he'd, would you fight him? Like, you're crazy, dude. If you fucking meet Cornette anywhere, like, there's so many stories of Cornette smashing cars. He smashed his own car, dude, with a baseball bat.
Dairy Queen story?
Well, the Dairy Queen thing is one thing, too, but yeah, like, they did a slam on his car in the parking lot in an old Raw, and then they didn't tell him, no one told him. And the slam broke the back window. You know, he went to do it on the trunk, and like the guy hit the window and it broke. So then they showed it to him live on Raw, you know, backstage. Like, oh, you got to see this, pre-tape we did earlier today. So shows him breaking the window, and then Cornette fucking freaks out, goes outside, gets a bat out of his trunk, and just fucking smashes his own car, dude. Smashes the whole windows and shit out of the motherfucker, and then gets in it and fucking, you know, burns out of the parking lot. Yeah. Like, how do you fuck with somebody who will smash their own car up with a bat?
Exactly.
Like, he's a crazy man. Don't even think about it.
You can't fuck with crazy without getting fucked back. It's just the nature of the beast.
I fucking love Cornette. He cracks me up. Even though he, like, hates, you know, a lot of wrestling that I love.
Yeah, he hates basically everything you like.
I get it, and I don't even care. Like, I would listen to him roast my fucking dead grandmother and laugh my ass off. Like, I don't even care.
He's a very charismatic and he's a very witty individual, and it makes it very fun to listen to, even if you don't agree with him. It's fucking great.
Right. There's a fucking... I thought this is weird, from OrlandoWeekly.com. They say a WWE theme park is in the works, and what? Some think it might be headed to Orlando. Yeah.
What?
It's so weird.
I've heard that the Owen Hart ride is going to be killer.
Fuck!
That leads to old cartoon. Blah. Cold bloody.
It's as cold as ice.
But yeah, an Andre the Giant themed funhouse and a haunted house known as the WWE House of Horrors, featuring the Undertaker and Boogeyman.
So the House of Horrors
are two of the more classic attractions in the design. A dark ride called Road to WrestleMania is mentioned, so no details on what the ride are going to be.
Now, if it's a dark ride, is it going to be essentially a dark match?
Yeah.
Something boring?
Fucking one of the Armstrong brothers.
Barry Horowitz.
Other traditional theme park rides, like a roller coaster held up by a massive John Cena.
What? I would like to see that.
Who knows, dude? It would be interesting, huh?
Now, okay, so Jim, if you were to make your signature ride at the WWE Universe theme park, what would you make?
Maybe the Owen Hart ride, like I said, where we just like just push tourists off a really high spot into a ring.
It would be like so you make up a ring, a great big ring on the ground, okay? Then you make, you know, that drop zone gimmick that they do in the theme parks where you just go up, you stop, and you just go right down.
And so
it'll be a great big blue seat. You go up, and then all of a sudden you hear, like, the snap of a rope. And
that's tasteless. Man, that's tasteless, man. Yeah. No, I mean that, or, you know, you could have, like, an adults-only attraction with Tammy Sitch.
There you go.
Like, fucking, maybe, like, you can go and get, like, fucking chlamydia or something at the interactive fucking Sunny booth.
There you go. You can go to a fridge, and you pick what venereal disease you want to catch from her.
You just push a button, and then, yeah, you fuck this, like, robotic her. I don't know.
Yeah,
we've gotten off the deep end here.
And then you have her just without.
Yeah.
You press the button. It'd be great.
I'd go more OG. Like, I'd want to do like a tugboat fucking ride.
That would be dope. Know?
Where it's
Earthquake?
Maybe you're like on a, you know, like how they have like the slow, like the ride where you go through the water on like a boat, or, you know, they have like a Jurassic Park thing like that.
Yep.
You know, something like that, or like a Tunnel of Love, but it's like tugboat, and you know, the boat's actually like the mixture of a boat and the wrestler. So like the front of it is like his face and shit, you know?
Yeah, that would be actually pretty good. And then you get, if you want to do an earthquake one, you just have an earthquake simulation where he's just jumping on the world or something.
That'd be tits, yeah.
Yeah, Yeah. Like, had like an IMAX where you're looking up, it's just a giant earthquake stomping on shit coming towards you and everything's shaking.
Giant Tenta.
Yeah. He morphs into the shark every now and then, all the different incarnations.
Yeah. I mean, have I had time to sit down and actually think about it? I bet I could think of a lot of tits ideas. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know, the theme park, I guess. I don't know. I couldn't go to places like that just because I'm too fucking too high for that shit. I can't deal with such. I'd lose my fucking mind in there.
Yeah, I don't like big crowds.
I've heard stories of people going to fucking Disneyland, like, tripping and doing crazy shit, man.
Have you ever seen that movie that was shot in Disneyland and it's like a big acid trip?
No.
No? It's like something but like something Tomorrowland or something. I don't know.
Yeah. There you go. I don't know. I've never seen that. So I don't know. That would be a WWE fucking theme park.
That would actually be pretty good.
Maybe in Orlando.
And yeah. But so did you hear about how Impact paid their India fans to come to those shows?
Shut up.
I swear to God. So the venues it's they like use.
Chickens and shit or what?
So this is the actual the description, okay? So the venue that they used for the tapings was a television studio which held 500 people. And everyone in attendance was paid 250 to 400 rupees between $3.80 and $7.60 to attend. So yeah, that is a little something to tell you. They were also told who to cheer for in advance and who to boo, and told who the heroes would be entering from one side and the villains would be entering from the other side.
Wow.
So
I mean, they can't draw a house over there? Are you fucking kidding me?
That's crazy, hey? It's India.
They love wrestling over there. Yeah. And fucking Impact has some kind of Indian wrestler, don't they? I don't know.
Mahibali Shira, Sanjay Dutt. He's not Indian, but like he's from that descent.
Some kind of Indian wrestler.
Well, no, but he was really over, actually. He's probably one of the most over guys they had over there.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they could fucking draw something.
Yeah.
Although that's not money. And you get control of the situation, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, so I just don't think they lost money here. Even if it was just chump change, like giving these guys $3 to come to the show.
What was the point then? What was the point of going over there and doing this then?
They've got a contract with Sony 6, and that's the television station that they're on in India. And in order to keep the contract, they have to do a show in India every year. And they fucked up last year and they didn't do it because mm-hmm. they were in dire straits, but they let them go with it. And this year they finally came back. But yeah.
I mean, these rich fuckers probably got to go to that shit though. They probably went to it. And have you ever heard about like private shows over, not necessarily in India, but like in the Arab area, in Arab Emirates and shit like that?
Yeah. Like what's that? Dubai having like,
right,
paying Beyonce like $2 million to come and just do a private show.
Well, they do that with wrestling too. Like, you know, they'd have like they'd go over there and do a show, you know, or do like for the public or whatever, but they'd also do like a private show, you know, in the afternoon or something and be like for like 20 rich fucks, you know?
That's crazy.
So weird.
Yeah.
Just in silence? I mean, like, what the fuck? I don't know.
Yeah, and like, most of these guys are probably on their phones doing business meetings and stuff.
Yeah.
Not even paying attention.
Despite the fact that I make fun of every, you know, race of people and all that shit on this show every week and never get in trouble, Ryback has had some blowback over things he said.
About India. Complete news to me.
Oh, great. This week he came out and said on Twitter, apparently people have misquoted and taken comments made on CWTBG. What's that? Fucking something the big guy. Chatting with the big guy. I think that's what his podcast is called.
Fair enough. What a name. Ain't no Suplex City Limits, that's for sure.
Well, it's not quite as catchy. And made on there and spun them. For the record, I love India and its culture. FMs grow up.
What does FMs mean?
Fucking Marx, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
It's funny how Marx has turned into just be anybody you don't agree with.
FMs, I don't know, grow up. I don't know, yeah. Anyway, last week, on, I guess, on this show, he says they have the TV deal out there. The people don't have any fucking money out there, so I don't know why they're trying. I heard that the merchandise sales aren't good out there. His fucking language is shit. No shit. Like, I've been to India. They don't have money. There's certain people that do, but the ones that do, I'm pretty sure aren't fucking watching fake fighting. So, you realize how overpopulated the world is and how bad it is. It's bad. I say way worse shit about India all the time on here.
But maybe it's just the way that Ryback says it.
Well, it's just that he has, like, fucking a bunch of cucks who listen to his shit. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really want to listen to Ryback for anything.
We're under the fucking radar on this show, man. Like, we're at this, like, perfect spot where, like, we just don't get these, like, random fucking assholes, you know?
Yeah.
It's like this core, we have, like, a core audience that listens to the shit. It's only the savages who are left. All of you savage motherfuckers who don't care about Owen Hart jokes and, like, rape jokes and all the other fucking nonsense that we do on this show, being the most offensive wrestling podcast on the internet.
The Howard Stern of wrestling shows.
I've heard that. Someone did say that. But yeah, anyway.
So,
I don't know where I was going with
that. I don't know where you're going with it either, but
Ryback still sucks.
He does. He's probably still on the roids.
Yeah. I know, like, popular show, like, you know, friends with, like, Wrestling Soup and shit, who's a really way more popular than this show. I'm not gonna even act like it's not. But they get all this bullshit. They say things that are, like, you know, a little too, you know, and a little not ready for prime time, and they get all these people crying and sending them, like, emails, and I'm like, oh my god, dude, like, I want fucking hate mail.
I wouldn't like, mind I want... it either.
Send them over. That's what I said. Like, just send, like, if people get offended listening to your show, send them over here and we'll fucking fuck all their holes. I don't know.
Can you imagine if they got hate mail every time they said it, it was like, you think we're bad?
Send them over here and and I'll fucking jack off while this guy rapes them. I don't give a fuck.
How much you want to bet that's the quote that's used this week?
But we gotta shut that guy out, Bobby Anthem, dude. Shout out to him on Twitter. He always takes, like, some absurd quote from the show every week and then tweets a link to the show with the quote. Fucking love it. I look forward to it every week.
Me too.
I call it a win when it's, like, my quote instead of yours. I'm like, fuck in your face.
they're mainly your quotes, and I just chalk it up to you just being way more offensive than I am. Says the guy who had this totally tasteless Owen Hart joke.
It's the guy who, like, really had an in-depth plan for a fucking Owen Hart ride. Okay, it's a Chris Benoit ride. Okay, so what?
So what you do is virtual reality, and you see the pillow, and then you see your tie on the rope. You send the text that the dogs are in the enclosed pool area.
That's level 3. Level 3 is getting them into the enclosed pool area.
Trying to get the dogs there.
It's like a little mini game where you chase dogs around a pool.
It's in fast forward.
It's like top-down view. Like, that level's like, it's got to be like a top-down, like, fucking old Zelda on the NES. You know, the top-down view, just going around a pool trying to corral these dogs.
Oh, god damn. And then, or you can choose to be the victim. You can choose to be the other people, if you want to say.
Christ. What the fuck for?
Well, I mean, it's like they're trying to capitalize on that Friday the 13th video game where you can be the villain or you can be the escapees.
That's pretty cool if you're into playing games with other people. Not really. I talked about this week on Twitter, like, maybe I was like, I don't know. I was thinking about doing some Twitch stuff because I do play a lot of games.
But
I feel like people coming in are going to want to fucking talk about wrestling, and And like, then I have, like, have to worry about entertaining while I play games. Like, I just want to, you know, playing games is like my time to just fucking chill.
Yeah, like, no, I don't, it's enough that I
have to be entertaining for 2 hours while I do this.
I find I'm just not good enough at video games to be able to talk while I'm doing it. I'll just look, I'll either come off as the dumbest person in the world or the worst person at video games. One of the two, and neither one of them looks good.
Who wants to sit watch a chat? You have like a chat on your screen, and you, while you're playing a game, it's like, this is dumb.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that. You put it on your computer and shit, you know, on a different screen, but I'm like, eh. But someone said something about like maybe playing games like that. I'd be down for.
Yeah, like they were talking about doing a tournament or something.
Well, I'm not gonna play the WWE games.
So I don't know. No, I mean, like, you can do a different kind of tournament.
I don't know. You don't play basketball games, I'm sure.
I do. Yeah, I got NBA 2K16.
I got 16.
But I got it on PlayStation.
Well, way to go, shithead.
I'm sorry, it was fucking free, man. I decided to get it on PlayStation because it came on PlayStation Plus for free.
Oh yeah, see, I got it for free on. I got it for free with the Xbox Games Pass on the one.
Oh yeah, well if I haven't checked to see if I can get that yet, but fuck it.
I think I'd be a game because you could actually do like five people on a team. You know, you could do like ten people. You could do like 5-on-5 basketball. That'd be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I call point guard because I don't like driving the net because I don't like sweaty men touching me that much. So
Tyler Fudge likes big sweaty men.
Likes big sweaty men in his big sweaty bum.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm going off the rail. I'm two J's in, right? I'm two joints.
Yeah, I'm fucked up too. And the pot smokingest wrestling podcast on the internet.
It is our goal to get as stoned as we can.
Some rapid fire shit. Here, some rapid fire news stories. Ex-TNA wrestler Thea Trinidad signs a WWE contract.
And then proceeds to slap Andrade Cien Almas in the face.
Yeah.
So that was her. She is jilted lover.
I guess I don't care about that story. I think it's like this is the most interesting thing yet. Like, who came up with the idea? Like, okay, he loses a lot and then he doesn't care. Like, oh, okay. Tell me more about this fucking gimmick, Jim Herd, you motherfucker. What are you talking? It's like a Jim Herd idea.
That is totally a Jim Herd idea.
I don't get it. So the punter. From the Colts, the former Colts punter Pat McAfee is starting his pro wrestling journey.
So what did he do, break a toenail and now he can't kick a ball?
No, he just retired from the NFL. Like, I don't know. No one knows why. He's done with it.
Really? Do you think he's seen wrestling for the first time is like, that WWE stuff, that's amazing. I need to go there.
Well, no, he does comedy too. And he's just kind of like, I'm just going to go do this instead. He punted for 7 years or something.
Made ridiculous money, I'm sure.
And he could be signed. Like, it's not like no one wanted this guy. They did. Huh. You know, so I guess he's got a wrestling ring and he's been having some advisory meetings with like, head of Ohio Valley, Rip Rogers. You know Rip Rogers.
So he's going to be the next Randy Orton.
Dive. But yeah, he tweeted out a picture of him and Rip. He says, rebuilt my wrestling ring yesterday. Met with legendary pro wrestling coach Rip Rogers this morning. So this is going to be a wild ride. Hashtag chase every dream. So. And hashtag don't be a punt, which is funny. So I don't know. He's a ripped looking motherfucker. I mean, you know, I guess, man, if he wants to be a wrestler, that's cool.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all that money and just be able to just do that shit? I'm just going to build a ring.
I'm going to just do whatever. And I want to be a wrestler, so I'm going to go do that.
Yeah, I'm going to do what? I'm just going to do this full time, make no fucking money at first, and there you go.
Oh, they'll sign him to WWE. We'll make football player, huh?
Yeah, you make the football player money. Yeah.
Vince must not have played football in high school, but he probably like had a crush on all the boys who did.
He was the water boy.
He's the water boy, and he just like sit there with a fucking raging heart on all night, just like giving the the muscly boy's water and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he became like, he tried to be like a trainer's assistant so he can rub down the calves and just be like, you're so vascular for being 17.
He leaves after the game and he's just like jacking off, riding his bike home and shit. Back to his trailer house in fucking North
Drives
Carolina.
Drives by, sees a Calvin Klein's album or Calvin Klein's ad on the wall. Just jerks off in a leaf.
Yeah. Walks in on. That sounded like it came from experience, dude. That didn't sound like just a random, like, oh, he'll just come into a leaf. That sounded like he'd come into a leaf because, like, I've done this before.
I don't think so. But,
okay, just checking. Just checking.
I don't think I've ever beat off outside, to be completely honest with you.
Dude, I definitely beat off outside. You're not living, dude. If you're not beating off outside every once in a while, you're not living, man. Not anymore, though. Like, when I was younger and, like, you know, when you're way more into beating off, you know, like, as you get older, like, once you get into your 30s, you jack off, it's just like, there's no anything to it anymore.
You
know,
well, then like, once you become a certain age, too, it's just like, I can go to jail for this. This is, I can be labeled as a sex offender for this. Like, if you pee in the bushes within, like, a kilometer radius or a mile radius of a school, you can be labeled as a sex offender by the police.
Yeah, that's genius.
So it's just like, it becomes pretty risky at a certain age.
Indeed. Dramatic Dream Team Pro Wrestling, dude. DDT. Have you seen this? Seen this? Heard about this? Seen
DDT? This? Is that you talking about like the...
That's the, that crazy promotion from
Japan.
Yeah,
the Japanese promotion where Kenny Omega came from, yeah.
Yeah, they had a thing here. They had a show in the fucking... in the Tokyo Dome.
Did they really?
And, yeah, Takagi, who was a... he's DDP's Sanshiro Takagi, you know that guy? No?
Not really.
DDT's promoter and one of its top stars. He headlined the Tokyo Dome this last week against Minoru Suzuki, except the dome was set up for baseball, and it was completely empty.
What?
Yeah.
Like, is there photos of this?
There's the first half of the match is available free on YouTube as like a teaser to get you to like sign up for their service. Ugh. But yeah, it is fucking amazing, dude.
Well, I'm trying to look it up here now. Oh, wow. I'm seeing pictures of this. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. He pinned him on the home plate. And then they started out in right field like this. So he's doing a half crab at second base. There's a Green Hornet guy in the stands. They made it to the stands. He's holding a laptop. One guy's falling downstairs. A lady with no pants on kicks Suzuki in the face. A fat Japanese Hulk Hogan dude. Holy Christ. There's a man dressed up as a woman. This is unreal.
Oh, dude, DDT is fucking amazing, dude. They're the same guys.
This is all throughout the arena. Like, this is the whole... Suzuki has a baseball bat, and he's... What the fuck?
He's shoving it up his own ass? What?
There's a guy that looks like Stone Cold. Stunning. What the fuck? I gotta find this.
They have some matches where they're like... Oh, my God, dude. That's where, like...
Isn't that Omega where the fireworks came from? Like, the Hardy Boys were using the fireworks. They got it from DDT. They were using that in matches. DDT is the place where they had to match with the blow-up dolls. That's where Kenny Omega had the match with the little girl.
That's where Kenny Omega wrestled that dude, like, outside by a cabin in the woods and shit.
Yeah.
That's what this is. It's part of that belt that's being defended, I think, is that belt that's, like, not for use in the rings.
Mm-mm. Really?
I believe so.
I can guarantee you this. I did not know about this. But now I need to see it. Like, there's a guy that kind of looks like Nakamura laying on the ground at one point in time.
And I don't know.
Oh, there's a guy named Hiroshi Tanabata, which looks like Tanahashi.
And Shibata then, put together?
Maybe. But, like, then I see, what's his name? And Chinsuke.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And that's Shinsuke.
So if you're into absurd shit, check out DDT for sure.
This just blew my mind.
Yeah. Pete Dunne attacks Mark Andrews during his band's set at Download Festival.
That's going
pretty far.
Really?
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. It's just like convincing your bandmates to, you know, like if I was in a band with a dude who's a wrestler, I don't know.
Oh, that's then you're getting WWE exposure.
That's true. You probably get a song to be on TakeOver, huh?
Oh, probably without a doubt. And just they probably would, like, if it was on WWE.com, they probably mention the band's name.
Yeah. The band is called Junior, which I've never heard this band before, have you?
No, but I know I won't like it.
I don't know what it is. It's like a pop punk band.
Yeah, it's pop punk, and I just assume it's the really new pop punk stuff that's really bad.
It's like a UK pop punk band?
Well, yeah, but like I don't even know if there's a difference, is there? Pop punk is mainly just a watered down,
yeah,
four chord progression, very airy. I don't know.
Yeah, I always say it's like, I know because you're a fan of the genre, or at least some bands in the genre.
I'm a fan of some bands in the genre.
Yeah, yes. I'm a dick always with the, like, I always felt like pop punk was for like kids who grew up liking Pennywise and shit, but didn't have any real adversity in their lives, so that's like what they ended up coming up with.
Yeah, no, I like I think I've said it on the show before. It was Blink-182 is what got me into the Descendants and Pennywise, and then I got into Rancid and NoFX, and then down the rabbit hole with like Fugazi and shit like that. Right, so that's basically was the progression of it. But I've still held on.
At least you got there somehow.
Yeah, exactly, okay. Exactly.
For sure, I got you. But yeah, that happened. So,
did you also hear what Matt Hardy called his second son?
No. But they did have their child though.
Wolfgang X Hardy.
Wolfgang X.
Yeah, X being the middle name, like Malcolm X.
What the fuck, man?
I think he's back on drugs.
So Maxwell and Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Fuck. I wonder if someday we'll be watching fucking the next generation of Hardy kids, man.
Oh yeah, King Maxwell, a fucking 30-year-old veteran at the age of 30.
That kid will fucking be doing so many high spots, he'll be done by the time he's fucking 12. Yeah. The youngest professional wrestler to ever retire.
King Maxwell.
At age 12. Has destroyed his body from concussions.
Oh, god damn. Man.
Jeff's got sons too, doesn't he?
Daughters.
Oh, he's got daughters.
I think. I could be wrong.
Female wrestling, dude. Well, there you go. What are the new? I'm like packing a bowl over here.
I don't think there is any other news. WWE held mandatory cyber meetings with its talent after Paige was leaked, and Charlotte was leaked, and it was mandatory. How to not get hacked, I guess.
People saw Charlotte's tits. Yeah, and it was they were uneven, and it's
they were not ready for it.
It's embarrassing for our company.
Byron, what are you doing?
They gotta fucking stop saying the genetically superior thing. It's like, bitch, we all saw you. Like,
yeah, it's very uneven.
Yeah, the boobs are uneven is one thing. I don't even have a problem with that because like a lot of boobs are uneven and shit. I'm good with that.
I don't think there is a boob that's symmetrically perfect.
No, but just in general, like her weird beanpole body and shit. It's just weird.
When they lean like a fucking stroke victim. This is a little bit off-putting.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just coughing to death over here.
Oh. Sir, you know what you should do.
Put that cigarette out.
Every time I cough on the show, I love it. It's awesome. I was hoping for it. WWE changed their Balls of Fire logo because the first one looked like a cock and balls.
But they're still using it on TV sometimes in that video.
Yeah. They got a new one, though. It's like just fire around it. dude, it's amazing that somebody did that, like, did put a cock and balls in there. Like, whoever did that, you're a fucking, you're a legend, sir.
Yeah, I commend you, sir. That is just like the, which one was it? Was it the Sin Cara t-shirt that looked like a cum stain, as well as the Val Venus one?
Yeah.
God love you guys for making things interesting.
Yeah, right. Well, Vince subconsciously probably really liked the logo, you know? He was like, yes!
I'm not going to lie, it was a nice little logo.
I'm thinking he liked it subconsciously, you know, because it was a cock and balls.
That's fair, you know, just seeing two balls protruding, it just spoke to him.
Yeah. But, dude, this, like, pay-per-view is, like, the name of it, and then, like, dude, now the commercials they're doing are so fucking ridiculous.
I'm not going to lie, I'm not with you on that. I love them.
Really?
I love the song. I love the video. I love it. Just, I think it might just be because it's different than everything else they're doing. It's not that cliche, shitty, mainstream rock song or that. You know, I'd rather Great Balls of Fire than half of the music they use.
But, dude, no, like, Great Balls of Fire is not something you can name something.
I know that.
You know, like, that isn't, it's not a name. It doesn't make any sense. It's.
I totally agree with you there. I'm not looking at it as the name. I'm just looking at the song mixed with the video and how the video is done. Ignore the name. The video I thought was good.
That like there's like a Samoa Joe's milkshake shop or something.
Yeah, it's pretty campy. I will agree with you there. But I mean,
you know, it's just Vince. It's just like Vince out of touch and. Like, I will do this, and it's just, I don't know, it's so fucking dumb to me, I don't like it, but they changed their logo from a cock and balls. Oh, I'm sneezing. I couldn't get to my mute button, I'm like,
hell yeah.
Fully reclined.
Man, that jolted me.
Was it loud? I'm sorry.
No, it was just out of nowhere. It's just like, what just happened? Did he just get a fatal blow to the back of the head or something?
Like, I was reclined in the chair, kind of, and I'm like, oh, I'm making it up there.
I'm not going to make it.
Two Raw superstars set to join the Total Divas cast.
Yes.
There'll be no Eva Marie on the new season, obviously, and there'll be no
Renee Young. Dean was just like, get me the fuck out of here, probably.
They're replaced by Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax.
I'm pretty stoked about the Alexa Bliss bit, because, honestly, hashtag 5 feet of fuck meat, but Nia Jax just, I don't know.
If she's a lesbian, it'll be interesting. If she's fucking Braun Strowman, I guess that's interesting, too.
Oh, can you imagine seeing Braun Strowman in a reality-type setting? Just how awkward that guy probably is.
Oh, he's southern as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard him on a podcast before. He's fucking southern. I mean, he's a fucking hillbilly, so.
Yeah, yeah. Country Strong is on the under of his arm, right next to his armpit, so.
Country Strong. Grand. What else we got here in the fucking rapid fire news? Who the fuck is this? Da-da-da. This is a bullshit story. Never mind.
What happened? Did you hear about like when Ruby Riott got kicked in the head or something by Asuka at the Download Festival and they had to cancel the match?
I heard she was fucking, yeah, got cut open bad.
But yeah, nothing else has come out about that. Hey, I didn't know if you knew anything other than...
I hadn't heard anything other than it happened. Dalton Castle will not be rejoining WWE.
No.
As he signed with Ring of Honor.
Which is kind of a relief if you ask me.
Well, I mean, I feel like they just, well, they just ruined it like to do everything, but they missed out there. I mean, that guy doing that character is fucking money.
It is money. Complete money. But do you think they'd have to bring along the boys? Because that would be fucking dope.
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
Boys in wrestling.
Unless you can find, you know, unless you have like two other little dudes to put it with them. I don't know. Well, the Singh brothers are already with somebody, so
that's true. That's true. You could do like Ho Ho Loon and some other guy.
Ho Ho Loon, I guess. Silly shit. That's gonna do it for the news. That's all the news I've got.
I got nothing else either.
All right. So we'll move on to some other shits. I forgot to mention at the beginning, our 25,000 Twitter follower special episode. We are pretty fucking we're getting close to this bitch. When we hit 25,000 followers, we'll do a special episode. Not the usual either, like we're, no. You know, not this normal show. We're going to do something special. So if you don't follow us on Twitter, you should. And we're at 24,664 currently. So a little over 300 away
shit. Come on.
You know? And you'd like to follow Tyler at the Federation. What's going on the Federation these days? What do you guys got coming up?
Death Before Dishonor for ROH in 2003 has been the last 2 weeks. So, because it's just too long of a show to do in one episode, we'd be sat there for hours. So
how long is it?
Four and a half hours.
Absurd.
Yeah, so it was last week was of part one, and this week would be part two.
Part two, the revenge.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, with Raven and CM Punk in a dog collar match, and Paul London against Samoa Joe for the heavyweight title. It's a good show.
I know a lot of people who listen to this show also listen to the Federation, but if you don't and you haven't, check it out, man.
Yeah, Federation.com, boy.
Get your boy Tyler and his brother talking all kinds of old wrestling. It's good shit. Like, you go back, too. That's the nice thing about a lot of the stuff you guys do is it's evergreen, right? Like, this is this shit here, like, unless you, like, want to go back and, like, well, what was the week in wrestling like this day?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, this show has a shelf life, whereas, like, you know, you guys doing the SmackDown 6 and shit. I mean, that you can do that anytime, so
exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly. And it's nice. It's like we go through what happened in wrestling at this point in time, and you know, it's interesting at points.
That's what they a little behind the curtain of the world of podcasting. They call that evergreen.
Evergreen, baby. That's the first time I've ever heard of that. To be completely honest with you,
it's the preferred method of podcast. You know, but whatever. We have a weekly show over here. Dude, go through some Raw and shit here. I'm going to let you take the lead on this, if you will.
Okay,
if
sure.
My voice is shit for some reason today.
That's okay. So on Raw, Jim, I took the calculator and I calculated how many minutes of wrestling there were.
You did this on your own?
Yes.
That's fucking awesome. That shows how like unentertained by it you are, that you're just like,
just counting how long it is. This. Yeah, 50 minutes in a 3-hour show.
That's actually more than you'd think.
Now, okay, think about this now. Okay, so the first match, Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt, 26 minutes. Cesaro and Sheamus against Slater and Rhino didn't even hit 2 minutes. TJP, Mustafa Ali, 3 minutes. Kalisto and Titus O'Neil, 1 minute. Enzo Amore and Big Show against The Club, 2 minutes. Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax, 2 minutes. Samoa Joe and Seth Rollins, 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's so fucking dumb. It's like a big waste of fucking time at this point.
Yeah, so like immediately, Cesaro and Sheamus and Heath Slater you can throw out. The Cruiserweight match you can throw out. Kalisto and Titus O'Neil you can throw out. Enzo Amore and Big Show you can throw out. It's like there's nothing to talk about. It's 2 minutes. It's 1 minute. It's crazy. It's like...
Something that came to me this week when I was watching WWE programming is, like, it puts into perspective how much they dislike the fans that they only have one face champion in the whole company.
Yeah.
About that?
Yeah.
Everybody on Steel and everybody but Naomi.
It's crazy. On SmackDown. And she's a horrible face.
Yeah, she's awful.
She's going to snatch them in the night. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's so weird. The opening. You know, I was just like, when Bray comes out, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
They don't understand that this guy has to win for his stuff to mean anything. So he comes out and he babbles and no one cares because all he does is lose.
Yeah. Reigns comes out. They compare cocks in the ring.
Yeah. That's about Reigns wins clean.
Yeah. I think the match itself was an okay match. It was a good TV match.
Yeah. But what do you think of Bliss pitching to Angle that she wants to do like a celebration and it would be like, this is her life. And then Angle straight away that it was one of the worst segments on Raw ever.
That was so good. At least they know that they're bad.
Doesn't that make her look kind of like shit? Like unnecessarily.
But that's what the WWE does, though. If you go out there and you try your best to do it, this shit writing that they're given, if you don't knock it out of the park, even though it's impossible because it's garbage, they're going to shame you for it.
She did a good job. I think everyone roundly agreed that she did a good job with just dog shit fucking material.
Yeah, and then they applaud that by making her look like a chump with Angle.
Yeah, there's no women. I mean, and this sounds sexist or something, but there's no women's segment that needs to be as long as that "This Is Your Life" thing was, because nobody cares that much, honestly.
Even male segments, there shouldn't be a talking segment that long,
unless you have a guy. You know, like, dude, it worked back in the day when you had a Rock, you had an Austin, you had people who could go out there and fucking do it, man. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And then you have Dean Ambrose getting kicked out of the building for attacking the Drifter, something that should be applauded, if you ask me.
Yeah, exactly. And then Drifter leaves Ambrose laying, too, which is like, okay. So, it was just like, yeah, he comes across Angle kicks him out and tells him to take the night off. It's like, I bet he won't. Wink, wink.
Yeah, I wonder who's in the fucking building now. Yeah, it's just garbage.
Samoan Joseph, Sloppy Joe himself. This segment was fucking awesome, actually.
Oh, man, this was so good. So good. Samoa Joe, you know, he came out, him talking himself is good. And then you have Heyman came out, and then just those two together, they had a great promo, because Samoa Joe looks like he doesn't give a shit. And Heyman sold that he's a star and that he's a legit threat.
Yeah, he is. Joe said he wants everything Lesnar has. I don't know if he's like, does he want his washed up ugly wife as well? And his deer heads collection? I don't know.
No, he wants the schedule and he wants the money.
Yeah. And he wants Heyman.
Yeah.
I thought it was great, dude. Like, the fact that they drop the microphones and the camera mic picks it up.
Yeah.
And he just explains, like, what he's going to do and what's going to happen. I thought it was great.
It's eerie. It was really eerie, and it made him look like just a bad man.
Exactly, dude. Yeah, finally. Like, you imagine, like, somebody comes up to you and just, like, in a super calm voice, like, kind of whispers into your ear, like, I'm going to fucking choke you out, and this is what's going to happen when it happens.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap my arm around your neck. You're going to feel the pressure behind your eye. It's like, fuck me, man.
It's awesome. And of course, I feel like that has to be a fucking Heyman right there.
Oh,
like, probably. Heyman had to come up with this. Someone, whoever did, props to them. I don't feel like they're a normal part of the creative, though, whoever came up with that.
It's somebody that doesn't get his voice listened to that much, obviously.
Somebody who obviously understands how to make fucking somebody look badass, which they don't ever, so.
No, that's true.
Really good. Just fucking backstage bullshit. I'm not even going to go through
all that. No, let's fucking skip the TJP and Neville bullshit. No, Neville attacked TJP, so they have a match on the fucking 205 Live, and Neville
wins. What happened?
Neville wins. Of course. Clean.
No, so that's get out of town.
Yeah, dead serious clean. So fucking, it's ridiculous.
Another good Goldust vignette. I fucking want it.
Yeah, I agree. I can't.
I want old Goldust with, he needs a blonde wig, though. He hasn't donned it yet. I want to see the OG fucking Goldust, man, before
the gold
he goes.
Robe.
The fucking hands up the body fucking inhale thing that he used to do. He doesn't have to go out touching people's dicks and shit, but at least fucking give him a little weirdness and, like, I think that's how you end it, man.
I agree. Just end it the way it came in, and just a little nostalgia run to end his career, and I agree. This is the perfect way to go.
I don't like that this, I mean, to me, like, I feel like he's got to be about done. So he needs, I'd hate for this to be the last thing he does, him and R-Truth, man.
Yeah. I can't see it though. You know, in a realistic world, you'd think that this would just be the beginning to probably a last final match at WrestleMania, because Goldust has never really done anything at WrestleMania.
I'd like to see him fucking beat Gold, you know, R-Truth, and get into some other like serious feud. It'd be really cool if they brought his fucking brother back, but
yeah, that won't happen. I don't think.
Even if he came back for just one, that would be cool.
Yeah, but you can do a good run with Goldust in the IC Championship.
Yeah, and I just like I want at the end of his last match for him to just like fucking wipe the makeup off in the fucking ring, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Like that would be fucking cool. Powerful.
I think you're onto something there, Jim. But yeah. let's break out to the point where let's see, Angle is. And he needs Graves, so they stand awkwardly in the background while the rest of the announcers talk. And that was
they're comparing their sex from fucking Tom Phillips.
comparing dick pics. And then so Angle leaves.
He told me he wants to face
back in. Yeah. Did he tell you he wants to face you?
What he told me. It's really weird. He's raging hard on right now.
Yeah, like, what does that mean? What does that mean, Corey? Oh, Angle, you really don't want to know.
Miz walks by Cass later. I love that he's like, doesn't even know who it is, which is weird.
He just doesn't concern himself with it. Okay, you got the Miz's IC celebration. Cass got taken.
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares? The crowd starts chanting, "You deserve it." Miz has the greatest reaction by saying that would mean something if you didn't scream that at everybody that won a title. It's so good because it's so true.
Yeah.
But that's really all I got out of that.
I thought the segment was all right for what it was.
Yeah. The whole time I was thinking that was Dean Ambrose in the costume.
I give him fucking credit for having the self-restraint to not do that.
Yeah, actually, and then doing the box, and he's not in the box, and just being a cameraman. That was pretty good.
Yeah. I thought it was a decent segment, you know, pretty good. And it's going to keep going. Like, we already saw this on fucking SmackDown recently. Like, I'm so sick of this already with these two guys.
I agree. It's gone on too long. But, I mean, I guess they think that nobody watches both shows. They're not that confident enough in their abilities, I guess.
Yeah, you don't care at all about this Cass fucking Enzo attacking thing. It's really ridiculous, right?
I don't like it at all. It's just boring. His necklace, my necklace. They stole this necklace. It's like, well, okay. And this is like Enzo is they're screaming Cass did it. It's obvious what it is. Cass probably pretended to be laid out or something. I don't know.
Yeah, listen, Jax for the championship.
That was, you know, Alexa Bliss gets herself DQ'd. Or got Nia Jax DQ'd or something like that. Yeah.
Mickey James and Dana show up. And they get her DQ'd, Jax DQ'd by attacking fucking Bliss. And it's like.
And the way the match ended, so you had Nia Jax, she attacked Mickey James and then Dana Brooke. Then they go back into the ring and they decide to go back into the ring with her to celebrate with her. Like, why were they back in the ring with her?
Dude, exactly. Dude, they just fucked her out of the match, and she attacked them, and then all of a sudden they're standing directly next to her like, yeah.
Yeah, and then Mickey James gets blasted, and Dana Brooke just looks at her just like, what?
Oh, it's like, oh my God.
So fucking horrible.
Dude, I mean, she's got the timing of Helen Keller calling bingo, man. It's fucking ridiculous. It's like... her timing is the fucking worst shit ever. Dina Brooke fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Her and Nia could have, like, the worst wrestling match of all fucking time together.
Oh, man, that's really hard to compare to Charmel and Jenna Maraska. Have you ever seen that match?
In TNA?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's a real pile of shit. That's probably the worst professional wrestling match. I mean, aside from, like, two sister fuckers wrestling and, like, you know, on a trampoline or something.
Some backyard wrestling women's match.
Oh, God. Yeah, and you know, and then the Heyman at the end gets a call from Lesnar before.
Yeah.
Why is this on the camera and it's not explained? I really don't like that about WWE.
What?
Like he acts like he's on this like private phone call, and there's like a camera like fucking 6 inches from his face. It's so stupid. Like, whatever.
He even shows the fucking who's calling to the camera. It's Brock.
Yeah, it's whatever.
But, I mean, Brock's going to be there next week. I fully, fully assume that Samoa Joe will not be there next week.
Joe wins the main event after Wyatt distracts Rollins.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, at the end.
You could have made him look a little strong in the match, but...
No.
No. Don't do that.
Again.
We can't give him the golden fucking carpet there, guys. We can't.
Again, they beat him in the opening match like a bitch, and then like have him come out like, oh, you get your heat back. It's fucking stupid. SmackDown Live, I mean, honestly, dude. This show is the SmackDown clits in the ring, a lot of women. Nia Lana comes out.
What do you call her?
Lana.
I thought you called her like Nia Lana.
Cares.
She came out shaking her tits and having a tantrum and then gets cheered.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
Then we have a 6-on-6 match. Fuck that.
Dude, just like she's like Naomi's laughing at the prospect of Lana saying she wants to be in the match, right?
Yeah.
She wants a title shot and this and that. And dude, and this is the most cringeworthy fucking shit ever.
Yeah.
Lana asks her what's funny, and she says, Bugs Bunny and you.
Man, did I felt like I missed something when I heard her say that.
No. Oh, my God.
But, like, but you know what it was? Like, I think you said it, her timing. She gets, there's no comedic timing there. Bugs Bunny and you.
Well, dude, you can't say that. I mean, that's a stupid line anyway, because, like.
It is, but it could have came off better if she had good timing.
It's just, I fucking hate it. That's like Corbin calling fucking Owens Cartman.
Yeah.
Like, this is fucking stupid, honestly. Don't defend this shit.
No. You're referencing shit that was popular 20 years ago.
These people, too, like, they always come out of the woodwork. You know, the people who, like, you shouldn't complain about fucking wrestling. Internet smarks are ruining fuck. All, you know, that, like, the people who just stick by them no matter what. It's like, that's why we get shit like this. It just sucks bad.
That means that you're just a part of the cult. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, styles. Any other type of entertainment, you're allowed to have criticism, but not wrestling? Come on.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
Styles and Ziggler again. Styles gets a quick wing, I think, to make up for the
atrocious fucking thing they did last week.
Ziggler accidentally beating him. Holy fuck. Fashion Files was awesome as usual.
Yes. Yes, it was great, actually. I quite enjoyed it.
Like, who's on first type of deal with the colognes and cologne.
Yeah, Billy Kidman's in the background.
Yeah. I like the repeat offender on Michael Hayes' picture.
Yes.
It's got like four pictures of him dressed all fucked.
And then did you notice how they had a picture of Enzo Amore? And there was a note next to it saying he's out of their jurisdiction because he's on Raw. That's great.
Dude, so many good things, man. Like, and then fucking New Day and the Fashion Police together. Like, this is gonna be stupid awesome. And it was stupid, but I thought it was funny, man.
It made the you know, it's because I was so sour about the New Day by the time they went away. That it's like now it's just like I miss these guys.
The idea that they would go to them for information on the Usos before their pay-per-view match is just, like, a funny idea, too.
And the amount of case files they had.
Yeah, I like Fandango's line of, he called him Big E. He's like, if that's your real initial. It's fucking funny, man.
Oh, fucking hell. Hey. And they're still playing up the gimmick, too, where they can speak to each other, and the New Day gets really confused. And I like the whole thing.
Yeah, it's super funny. It's like proof for the millionth time. Here's two groups that are each proof of if you stop trying to force people into it, like doing dumb shit, and you let them go and do, you know, be creative, they come up with awesome shit on their own. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Both of these teams are examples of letting guys do with it, you know? So, but they don't do that anyway. I don't understand.
No.
Mojo who, if he wins, gets into the fucking Money in the Bank against Mahal.
Yeah,
because he played out, he's like, I'm the only guy to beat Mahal on SmackDown. Like,
yeah, let's remind everybody the shit build that Mahal had.
In case you forgot, this guy has an awful build.
It's garbage.
That's so dumb. Yeah.
At least he's not leading children though into the little sex dungeons. So
yeah, I want to. If he's champ at WrestleMania still, I want to see him come out on a big elephant with like the sings on each side and little elephants, dude.
Right, elephants. I would be all for that. That would be.
I said camels online, and I was quickly corrected that Indians don't have camels; they have elephants. So.
Oh wow! I guess it's just is it Africa that has the camels?
I don't know. That was part of it. Was like I was trying to be a racist, you know? Like when I was calling, I don't know what it was. Oh, I was calling like somebody. All the different John Cena's last week for kicking out some Japanese guy. I forget who. I was calling him like Sweet and Sour fucking Cena and Kung Pao Cena. And like, that's the joke that he's Japanese and those things are from China. Like, that's, yeah, people don't get it, I guess.
They don't get the irony.
Not everybody understands what you're trying to do, you know?
No. I'll say some things on Twitter and sometimes it's like, that went over like a fart in church. Nobody understood the word I was saying.
Yeah, comedy can be a fickle thing. I mean, I don't know.
Mojo.
New Day Spain fucking the Colognes during their match, which was really uncomfortable. Like, they literally spanked them to New Day rocks. I was like, ugh.
That's a little weird. Then the Usos, they came out and done their old promo. Are they just going to rehearse, like, do the same promo every time? Like, because he comes out and he says the exact same words, like, how they're going to stalk you in the night, and that's not chills, that's the Uso. Like, that whole spiel every time? Like, come on.
Just appropriating fucking, just racial appropriation, that's all that shit is.
Put you in your place.
Yeah. Zayn has an interview. He's then attacked by Corbin.
Oh, I thought that was Woody Allen. He was promoting his new movie when Corbin met Sammy.
What a minute I'm doing an interview, and the next this man is beating me with ladders and things? It's crazy. It's crazy. With ladders and things. That's what he was saying. He did attack him with a ladder. So yeah. I guess I'm going to have a ladder match or something.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that would be a garbage ladder match.
That's how they do stuff over there.
Like, what are they going to do? Have, like, at Money in the Bank, the women's Money in the Bank, the men's Money in the Bank, and Sammy in the... Isn't Sammy in Money in the Bank? They're both there. Oh, yeah, they are having... God damn. Ooh, I hit a pothole something fierce there, man. Jesus.
That's next week, by the way.
Holy fuck.
And Naka versus Shinsuke Knox versus Owens for the fake first time ever. For the Bizarro world. The Bizarro world first time.
They had an ROH match, just in case you don't know, guys.
Yeah. Corbin takes Zayn's spot on commentary. Why Zayn was going to be on commentary for this, I don't understand.
I was going to annoy. So JBL could fucking accost the shit out of him.
Yeah. Nakamura wins clean. Corbin, end of days. You know.
So should we, what do you want to do first then? You want to do Lucha Underground or you want to do NXT or you want to save Lucha Underground for last?
Fuck, this show's too long already, dude. This long show shit.
It is. We're approaching territory. So do you want to skip NXT? Because nothing really happened.
Well, I want to point out that next week on episode 114 of Suplex City Limits, we'll be joined by Ash from the YouTube channel Wrestling Shorts, which, have you seen these? Yeah,
yes, I have the black and white ones.
Yeah, he does these hilarious wrestling cartoons, and he's gonna be on the show next week. We're gonna bullshit with him, so definitely check that show out.
Yeah,
and check out his videos; they're super funny, man.
Oh, they are.
He does one for all the pay per views. They're good stuff. I mean, NXT. Was there anything here?
No, not really.
That jobber giant guy. Crushes another partner.
Yeah, Lars Sullivan.
I didn't see the apology thing like last time. Which last time I didn't understand why they did that. You know, he beats the shit out of him. I'm like, that's cool. And then later in the show, he's like, I'm so sorry, man. I'm like, oh, you just ruined this guy. You made this guy and you ruined this guy, like, in the course of an hour long show.
Yeah.
It's really, it really takes some fucking skill.
You also had the debut of Sarah Logan, which is Crazy Mary Dobson.
Yeah.
And she debuts as a backwoods Bigfoot fucker or something. Like,
what is
her gimmick? Like, she's born in the woods and she's like an Alaskan bush hunter. I don't fucking know.
No idea,
weird.
Dude.
It's weird. That gimmick will never go anywhere. You might as well say bye-bye to Sarah Logan right now.
Yeah, what was wrong with the Crazy Mary thing?
Exactly. This is stupidity, if you ask me.
They had Strong in the ring. That's the show was earlier. Talking about the belt and shit, and then Rude came out. I really liked Rude's promo here.
Yeah, it was a good promo. Strong's promo, a little less to be desired.
Well, yeah, but he's boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he talks, he's not boring in the ring.
No, God, no. Then you get Nikki Cross jumping around on a roof.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you got Deo Tommy and Orny Loken. They went to a no contest, and Hiro and Tommy seemingly start a feud.
And Tommy, yeah, like, nails it with a bunch of GTSs. Out comes fucking Ono, and they shove each other, and so, yeah. And Tommy and Ono, I guess, coming up, as you said.
Yeah, they, I would assume, anyways.
And Killian Dane defeats No Way Jose. He's on his own now, I guess, right? I mean,
Killian Dane?
I didn't watch his entrance. Did he still come out to the fucking...
He had his... They used a different style of the song. It was like there was like a weird bagpipes in it or something. But I don't know what it was because he's from Scotland and bagpipes are Irish, aren't they? No, they're Scottish.
Seems like a waste. He's always seemed like a waste to me in that group. Like, why did they put him in DIY? He could be like, you know, again,
you mean Sanity.
Or Sanity, what did I say? DIY.
He was sticking out like a sore thumb with those guys.
What you want? Put him with them, man. Put him with Gargano. DIY 2.0. No, I'm fucking... If you're not aware, we get really baked on this show, so...
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was NXT. I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah.
It was nothing to say exciting. It was good, though.
It was a good hour, a good 40 minutes or so.
Yeah. I don't know, Lucha Underground?
Yeah, I mean, by saying Vampiro's great in that fucking vignette. I loved it.
With Puma?
Yeah.
This is like Dark Vamp in the mirror. Very cool.
Yeah.
Mac and Mundo, the sudden death match from last week, continuing.
Yeah. Yeah, you had the same thing that happened. It was almost like the exact opposite.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. Ricky Mandel shows up dressed as Mundo. Sexy Star comes out. PJ Black from under the ring, and Taya's out there, and
yeah, it's just more is, you know, a good continuation on from the last match. It was. I mean, same thing again, but it was a good match.
Yeah, Mundo retains. I don't know about fucking Taya, man. She looks just like fucking dirty, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. I'm thankful that you said it, because I agree completely. I've never found anything remotely attractive about Taya.
I think she's attractive-ish, but she looks like the kind of chick you take home drunk and then, like, bang her and then wake up in the middle of the night and she's pissing your bed or something. Or you see her, like, slipping out the window with your laptop or...
Yeah, I agree.
Casey, the same guy from our Patreon, he once said on the Facebook group that she looks like the kind of chick who would take a shit in the shower and heel it down through the drain. I don't even know what the fuck, like, where he came up with that. But
see, now that seems like personal experience.
It's like, that's, I guess, well, yeah. It made me laugh, though.
Yeah, no, that would be gross. God damn.
Just like smashing it down through the grate with your feet.
Oh, God damn. The smell from that grate afterwards. Jesus.
Oh, right. A hot shower, too, right?
We all know you fart in a shower, it fucking reeks.
Well,
oh, man.
So, thus, we could only speculate that shitting in there would be.
absolutely fucking absurd. We get the announcement of the Cuarto Cup.
I think back to shitting in the shower.
Oh,
I think on one episode back in the day, I talked to Rando about like taking you take a shit in the shower and then catch like the log in your hand and then you throw it from the shower to the fucking toilet. Man.
hopefully it comes out as a log. Anyway,
I'm not admitting that, and I'm not denying that. I'm just throwing it up. Just throwing out that is a better option than if you're in the shower and you got a shit, that might be your best option. just saying.
It's crazy how like that's considered a better option than just turning the shower off and sitting on the toilet and taking a shit.
Sitting on the toilet all wet from the shower sucks, man.
So what you're saying, you're almost admitting it.
I admit nothing. Go to Dario in the ring. Delivering a better promo than anyone with the last name McMahon ever has. Oh, hiring actors to be actors. What a novel idea this is.
Right?
Instead of your daughter or your son-in-law. Introduces the Cueto Cup, which I had no idea.
No, me neither. And the winner, the Cuarto Cup will culminate at Ultima Lupa Tres.
Lupa? Ultima Lupa. Jeez, I like, fucking love your failures in English. It's fucking lovely. Winner gets the cup and a shot at the title at Ultima Lucha Tres. Mundo also defends against Mysterio at the cup finale coming up here. Yes. So
that should be a tremendous match.
Yeah. And after that, Trios Tag Champion match is next up. Aerostar, Drago, and Phoenix, they are the champs. They take on the Lizard Squad, as I call them.
Well, I mean, the real name is not much better. The Reptile Tribe.
Well, Pindar, Cobra Moon, and Vibora. That's their names. Vibora. That's their fucking names.
It is. It's ridiculous.
Man.
I mean, I love it. I love those masks and those outfits.
Vibora takes out Phoenix on the outside with a tombstone. Then Dragon turns on Aerostar and joins the
Lizard. It's like stronger than ever.
They like chain him up after the fucking match.
Well, I think that he was chained up to her before, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So I guess he's a submissive.
Yeah, I guess he's into that. So yeah, the four fucking lizard people, which like I was watching this again and I was just like, is this too far? But for me, nothing's too far in here, man. That Vibora guy looks like... Yeah, it looks ridiculous, man. It's like a tall ninja turtle or something. It's fucking... It's crazy, man. I mean, I fucking love it.
I do. I think it's great. I do.
Super fun, man.
Like, now, which one's the really tall guy? What's his name? Is that Vibora or is that Pindar?
No, that's Vibora. Pindar's the thick guy, yeah.
Vibora is not that good of a wrestler.
No, he used to wrestle in NXT. He used to be signed.
Judas Devlin was his name or something.
I don't know. Yeah, I've never seen any of it, but I
believe he's the one that outed Bill DeMont.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the one that wrote. Yeah, he's the one that really outed him.
Ah.
Because he was on Big Brother. He was on Big Brother for a year.
Looks like fucking Corbin, body-wise, but better, thinner.
Yeah, doesn't have the stomach.
It looks like fucking Corbin before he had kids, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh. Main event, Mil Muertes with Katrina and Puma in a Boyle Heights street fight.
I liked how Puma came out in jeans.
Yeah.
To be, to actually fight.
That's OG. That's what you did back in the day when you do a street fight. Or a false count anywhere and shit like that. You didn't show up to wrestle. You showed up to fucking fight in jeans.
Exactly. Dusty Mil Muertes Rhodes can get away with it because he's dead.
That's what Dusty would have done, baby. But yeah, Vamp is doing no commentary the whole time. He's just like crazy eyes staring at the camera.
Yeah. Yeah. So. At least they're selling the story, right? So.
And they fight through the crowd. And I don't mean like WWE says through the crowd. I mean, like, through the fucking crowd.
Yeah, like Puma is ready to fall.
Yeah. The difference, we talked about it before here, is you watch this, and you want to fucking be there, right? I watch Raw. I don't want to go to Raw, ever.
No.
But I watch this, and, like, I don't care who you are. You watch this shit, or even if you watch, like, PWG, you're like, I want to fucking be there.
Exactly.
You know?
I agree, like, completely.
CW, you watch that, and the same thing, you know? It's like, that looks like a good time, man. The other shit doesn't.
I would love to go to a taping of Lucha Underground and eat those pizza bites. Man.
Pizza. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
Great
guy. Yeah, dude. There you go. We should get a sponsorship. I'll do pizza bites commercials for just product. You know? Send me a case, and I'll do the commercials for a fucking couple months. What's our deal with Terry Funk's Funk You Armadillo Repellent?
Yeah, like he's got the market cornered with that one. So
I almost felt like we should play it again, but that would just be fucking overkill. Let's not do it.
It's queued up.
I know it is.
We also got a question before we go, Jim.
Oh yeah.
And you mentioned that we have Mark Tank. Are we going to still do the Mark Tank?
Oh, Jesus Christ! I'm just trying to finish so I can go eat. I'm so hungry, and Mrs. Vicious is wandering around, and she's hungry.
Well, how about we save the Mark Tank for next week, and we'll just do the question real quick.
All right, let's do it.
Hey guys, Glenn from the Talking About podcast here. What do you think that the WWE could do to better their shows? I mean, I think that maybe less storylines and just having kind of a ranking system where wrestlers, you know, try to wrestle to get up higher in the rankings. Also, another idea that I would like to see is instead of pulling belts off of people for, you know, not being able to defend them because of injuries for 30 days, maybe what the WWE should do is kind of like what the UFC does when one of their fighters is injured and just have like an interim champion. And then when the original champion comes back, they have a unification match. I'm curious to see what you guys think, and have a good day.
Sweet.
That is from Glenn Schneider.
Glenn, I probably didn't want you to use his last name, but...
I mean, don't include it.
Yeah, I guess. Glenn, yeah, he's from the Talking About podcast. He's a good dude. I've long said that they should have a ranking system, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to go full on out with points or anything like that, but going back to what we do on the Federation, and ROH's got a top five.
I think a top 10, you know, for singles belts, but I mean, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you could do something like that.
You tell Mrs. Vicious is hungry, she's just like walking around with a piece of bread. just a roll, like, I'm fucking hungry. Oh, that's funny.
Going old school, eat the thing that will fill me up the most.
I think bread. You do, you ever watch, you probably don't, but, there's this show on fucking TV. It's a drag racing show, Street Outlaws.
I've seen it in passing, yeah.
It's a show that I watch. I love it. Anyway.
You sound like you like all those Discovery shows. Like Gold Rush.
No.
Alaskan Bush People.
I do watch Alaskan Bush People, yeah.
That one's pretty dope, I will admit.
The upcoming season, Amy's sick, man. No, but on this show, it's like these drag racing shit. They got a top 10. And the whole season really is about this top 10 is who's going to be number one at the end. So it's like you can do call outs on the person above you. And if people aren't ready to go, you know, you can like skip over them and shit. I think like what they do on that show is something you could do with the WWE, you know?
I agree.
If you're 10, you can challenge 9 and so on. And it's just a good way to go, man. If you need a guy, you can push him way up through there. And I don't know. I like every match has a more of a purpose then.
Yeah, and you also got a visual of how they've went. You know what I mean? Like this guy was number 9 3 weeks ago.
Right. And you don't have it. You have it based on wins and losses. That's how you do it. You know.
But remember, wins and losses don't matter if you ask Road Dogg.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, it'd be a different deal, but like, if, I mean, it's an option if you were going to start a wrestling company.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to get a TV deal, or you're trying to get on TV and you're going to like start up something. I would probably go that direction because no one else is doing it. And I think it's good, actually. I think it worked best for WWE. It wouldn't work for other people, but for them, I think it would work.
I think it could.
I don't know about interim champs. I don't like.
I don't even think the UFC likes that, to be completely honest with you.
I was going to say, I don't like it in UFC, so.
No. So, I mean, that's too many championships then.
Yeah, I definitely don't want it in wrestling. But I like the system. I'm totally in on that.
Yeah, like going back to the interim championships, you'd have that. Like, that would get so overplayed after a while.
Yeah, right. And as far as making their shit better, just do writing and. Not writing for 5-year-olds.
Yeah, like, there's... The storytelling sucks because the storytellers are bad. You know, if they had good story... Good stories for the storytellers to tell, it would be okay.
Yeah, like, somebody did tell you a story before bed. And they're like, okay, well, this guy did this. Well, wait a minute. No, he didn't. He didn't do that.
Yeah, exactly. It's if they had logic, it would be okay, but they don't, so it sucks.
Introduce characters in the beginning of the book, and then by the end, they're like, well, what happened to them? Oh, never mind, you know?
Yeah, no, you got fired.
It's pretty much the worst. It might be the worst, like, written type of show on TV, right?
Yeah, I would go that far.
Shitty sitcom probably is more well put together than it.
Most, I would say.
It's the poops. thank you for sending the question. People can send in questions. SuplexCityLimits@gmail.com. Send us impressions or funny shit or just offensive things. I don't know. Whatever. We might play it on the show. So.
Yeah. If it passes my screener, because Jim doesn't listen to them beforehand.
No, I'd like to be surprised.
If they pass my screener, they will get on the show.
There you go. Shout outs as always to Wrestling Soup, our friends at Shooting the Shiznit, Talking About Podcast. Sat Pod, The Strap, I'm forgetting people, I'm sure. I don't know. Out of the Van, you know. All those people.
I'm not good at shout-outs. I forget shit too much. Yeah. They're all up to you.
Yeah. Check out their shows. And, I think that's going to do it. You head over to our Facebook and check out our Hall of Fame under the Albums section. We've got a new Hall of Famer every week, so... Check that shit out, and I don't know. I think that's about it, buddy. You got anything else?
I think we've covered mainly everything. I think your hunger may soon be subsided.
False advertised a Mark Tank, and I apologize. We'll do Mark Tank next week.
Yeah, but you always got to remember, a winner needs food, right?
Exactly. I mean, you get all of the burgers and fries that you may desire. A winner needs food.